The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, I was tweeting during the week as to whether you ate or wore biltong. For those of you who have never heard of biltong, it's a South African favourite. Basically, it's dry, cured beef, and because of its high protein content, sporty types love it. There's a husband and wife team behind the Irish Biltong Company, and the wife part of the duo, Noreen Doyle, joins me in studio. Good morning, Noreen.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, but I'm hearing in the last 2 seconds from you that Brexit is a pig for you.
Yes, well, I suppose it changed our plans as far as export was concerned.
You had just put in how many months or years of work?
Quite a bit, to be quite honest. But I think we had an alternative plan in the pipeline anyhow, looking outside of the UK and into further afield in Europe, which we have decided to go with instead. So we have started exporting into Germany. We will start into Belgium in September. And it's probably a safer route for us initially until we figure out what's going to happen with beef and Brexit.
So, why biltong? Where did you get the idea?
Well, my husband and I own a wholesale meat company. We're farmers, and beef has been in our heritage for years. I'm from Cork. I'm from a dairy farm in Cork, and my husband has been in the beef industry all his life. So we discovered this product a couple of years ago, and when I looked into the market, I found that actually quite a number of sports people were using this product, but they were imported from the UK. So I thought it was a no-brainer that it might be something we should look at, and we started developing it, and I started marketing it out myself and got quite a nice bit of traction with it. So then we got onto shelves in Super Values through the Food Academy, and it pretty much roller coastered from there. Now, I do spend a lot of time marketing myself and pushing it out as...
And you're on the Sunday Business Show to do that.
Exactly.
And we noticed last night the amount of people who back you on social media is fantastic. So
yeah,
you really do
great.
Have a very loyal following. But you also, as you correctly say, invest your own time into that.
Yes.
And tell me about some of the people and the teams that you back.
Okay, well, we sponsor Connacht's rugby team and have done for the last couple of years, and no doubt their success in the Pro 12 is probably all down to that. No, I'm only joking. We have ambassadors across the field in quite a number of sports. So Dave Kilcoyne, Killer in Munster, is one of our main faces at the moment. Sophie Spence, that wonderful female rugby player. And we deal with a number of golf individuals as well. We have Shane Lowry, Paul Dunn. All of these guys love the product. They use the product. And that certainly helps me from a social media point of view.
And how do you track these people down?
With a gun, no. Well, I suppose, you know, social media is a fantastic tool for small business. And it's one of the most important ones that we use because it's free to a certain extent, but as you said, time-wise, it's hugely devouring. So we identify key individuals in sports areas. We connect with them. We introduce the product to them. And with a product like ours, it's all in the taste. Also, because it's such a high protein content, it's a 69% protein content, it works very well for individuals from a diet point of view. So through engagement, we tend to rope them in with the product, and then they stay hooked.
Your beef is Irish because it's your own.
Yes, absolutely.
And you are manufacturing in Naas.
That's correct. We have a manufacturing unit in Toker's Business Park in Naas where we do everything in-house ourselves. So we have full controllability on the product, full traceability on the beef. And Irish beef is worldwide known for its quality. So that's a huge part of the success of the product. You know, you can talk about great marketing and great social media and everything, but when you have a really good product,
that always helps.
It sells itself.
And where is the future for Irish Biltong Company?
Well, at the moment, as I said, we have just started export. We are currently with a distributor, Ampersand, based here in Dublin. They have us nationwide in over 600 stores in Ireland.
That's very good. That's excellent.
Yeah, yeah, it is. The traction has been great.
You have to manufacture that amount as well.
Yes.
So how big is the manufacturing plant?
We have a floor space of 2,500 square foot. We're very clever with the way we use our space, and we have just taken on another 1,500 square foot expansion. We've taken on private investment lately, so we're just about to upscale. We're in the middle of upscaling.
Who gave you the money?
I can't tell you, it's a secret.
Okay. And is it private money, obviously?
Private money.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We had done Dragon's Den a number of months back, and had been offered to investments, but the Dragons were too greedy with the amount of equity they wanted. So
say that again.
No, I can't, in case they're listening.
Of course they're listening. Gavin Duffy is a big supporter of the Sunday Business Show.
Oh, no, we love Gavin. But off the back of that, then, we did secure private investment.
Did somebody come to you after the show? Or was it directly because of?
A little bit of a mix. Somebody that we had been engaging with before the show, and then somebody afterwards that felt, yes, we were the place to go. Okay. So that has helped enormously. And we're also working with Enterprise Ireland, and we work with Board Bia. So it's pretty full on at the minute, and the potential for export is great for us. And the markets that we started to test abroad are working. So yeah, it's upwards and onwards, I would hope.
Yeah, but except that you are spreading yourself very far and wide. You are, as you correctly say, the head of marketing, head of presumably the quality control. You are obviously sitting in here on a Sunday morning. Then you have to get over to Germany, and then you have to get to other possible markets, and.
I have a great team that works with me. Donna is my right-hand woman. She manages everything on a daily basis when I'm not there. We have a very good group of butchers in the plant. We have a huge support of advisors that work with us. In upscaling, we will be creating quite a bit of employment.
How many?
We anticipate up to 10 people by the end of next year.
No, 2018 or 2017.
18.
Yeah.
As you said, because of the expansion, we need to start divvying out the different jobs. And I do need
There's a pinch point comes when you're growing and growing fast.
And it's hard because it's my fifth. I have four children as well.
Oh my
so
God.
It's like my fifth child because I have grown this from the very beginning, from infancy. My husband and I have worked very hard doing this. But
overnight success is not after how many years?
Two to market, but four realistically behind it. But you know, it's time for the child to fly the coop and make me money.
Good. Well, onwards and upwards. And if anybody wants to buy your Irish biltong, they will find it in 600 stores nationwide.
That's correct. And online.
Oh, do you do online?
We do online as well.
Next guests are online as well. Uh-huh. So you had a chat with them, I'm sure. And maybe you have biltong for the doggies.
No, biltong for the doggies. Absolutely.
Very good. Very good. That is Noreen Doyle. Thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. And that's the Irish biltong, B-I-L-T-O-N-G, biltong company. You will find them all online.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.